Carter Erickson. You see him's pronouns, but yeah. Currently, I'm the front of house audio engineer at Oslo Rep. I'll do some sound design, but that'll be kind of the kid slot, the coveted kid slot of like kids family musical next June. So I'm not doing any current sound design work, but to be hopefully coming soon. Oh yeah, it's Oslo Reps in Sarasota. It's like the I think it's the only LORPB in Florida, and I just graduated from UF this past May. We're on off season, so it's just been a lot of maintenance, making mix scripts. And my boss Matt Parker, I'm gonna it was my like senior project at UF, but I've been trying to make my own album. It's like a lot like a recent dream of mine that I've had. So I'm probably once I get my whole desk and everything set up in there and like kind of my workspace, I'll continue to work on that. Kind of wanted to make a concept album. So that's like my fun creative thing that hopefully I'll get the chance to continue on. But looking on how to even put it on Spotify, but you have to pay to get a music distribution license, which is, I think is highway robbery. So if it goes anywhere, it's probably going on SoundCloud because it should be free to stream, free to access. I'm very much in that like limiting paywalls for access to things and art. But yeah.
It's like the YouTube of music.
Yes, absolutely. Even though there is YouTube Music, but I don't use that yet. Oslo does like artistic tours. So they do like abbreviated Shakespeare in the community here, which is cool for like the and like outreach education thing. So they do like a digestible Shakespeare in like a 45-minute slot. So that's exciting. They don't we won't sound doesn't help them at all because I guess I haven't messed with it, but QLab 5's new spatial stuff. I just updated QLab on my computer, so I'm going to start probably playing around with that. I saw it at USITT back in March when they were like showing it off to everyone. And I was like, oh, just crazy about it, but not knowing a single thing about spatial audio and how to do it. But I'm excited to kind of dig into that soon. Grew up in Key Largo, born and raised Florida native, would like to get out, but we'll see where that when that happens. But grew up in Key Largo, was in Gainesville the past 6 years for college, recent Sarasota native as of 3 weeks ago. So I did band basically from middle school all the way through high school and college. I'm your full-on band nerd. I did marching band all from high school to college. So that kind of like had the foundations of music going into it. And I did theater in high school somehow with band and everything. But I was on stage in high school because they needed more guys. So I kind of just got pushed on stage. Originally, I wanted to do lighting because I thought that was cool, just like that techie part of it. In college, during COVID, actually going out of it, I kind of really got to think of like I was originally an electrical engineer major, which does tie in. But then during COVID, I was like, something's not right. Something this isn't what I want to do. It just there was kind of like this tension with it, and I also just. It was way more computer engineering for my taste. Going out of COVID, I ended up doing, I think it was like f with Florida Players, which was like a student-led theater group at UF. And then eventually I started doing theater and switched my major and then did sound design and theater production and sound design and technology. And I was the first one actually in the major because UF just opened that for undergrads because before I was just doing BA. And then taking the sound classes, but they had a full-on BFA right when I switched in, so timing was perfect. Like BFA theater productions, emphasis in sound design and technology, but it was definitely more sound design heavy. There weren't as much of the hands-on like programming. I learned that more from an internship I did last summer at Weathervane of doing like the actual audio engineer. The mentor back there, Jing, he'll just do it. He isn't like, oh, you do the programming. He's just like, I've got it. At least on the board and doing the patching and routing, because it's like he's the sound engineer and sound design mentor for the college. So honestly, it was during COVID when I was kind of having that like internal conflict. And it was, I think it's on Netflix, the Beyonce's Homecoming. I want to be a part of making something like that happen. Like, because I was like watching. I mean, anyone in theater tech, especially with sound, you kind of like it's hard to turn off the oh, how are they making that work? Part of my brain. And that's, I feel like, the first moment that kind of flipped on of like creating this, like, how did they do it? How can I do something like that? So I have to shout out Beyonce for Beychella for it. I did a show called Blind Girls. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Misogyny is a big thing. It's like, how do you break down misogyny? How do you like kind of like break these chains of like that is so like rooted in our world? But that was the show that I really felt like I hit my stride in, one, being able to program under pressure, being able to work with the director. I felt like I was in a really good rhythm with the director of like we were just on the same wavelength. Everything I was proposing, she was very into. And when she brought things to my attention, I was like, that I think that could work perfect for the moment. Same with working with the lighting designer. Because a lot of the stuff had to be very sequenced. Looking back, I wish we OSC'd some stuff that they just were triggered at the same time. Like, that is a show, and obviously I'm tooting my own horn with it, where you walk into a show, you see it, and you're like, all of the designers were on the same page. And that is very much how it was. I mean, same with the scenic and costume designer. I felt like that was the first time that I felt like I was actually working with them. For the entire design concept in design meetings, where I was taking stuff from them, they were taking stuff from me that we were bringing all to the table to like collaborate and work together. Whenever I go to show my design or like design work of mine, that is like the biggest print on the board. I have to shout out Jing Zhao. He is my mentor. He basically taught me most of everything I know, honestly, up until this point, up until getting the job. Gave me a lot of confidence, instilled in me to trust my gut, and was very good about, especially when I started getting a little bit of like imposter syndrome with things. Because most of the time when I was designing at UF, I was the only undergrad designing with all of the grad students, and all of them are big shots just because they have a lot of the undergrad background experience and real world like working and designing. So he helped me kind of like be okay that like I'm doing it. We're all learning together. We're all working towards the same goal. No one's like a better designer. Like, it's not a competition or anything. So I think I'm a good collaborator. I won't say great because I'm still working at it, but I think I'm good at making like compromises and working with each other to get with people in the room to get the best possible outcome. I'm very interested in like how AI is going to affect be a tool ideally, and be not generative, but something to help with a tool for creating and like assisting with getting kind of a final product out, and not it to be like, oh, I want this track, run it through this, and it outputs that. Nothing has really come like that's super remarkable to actually do what like a full-on mix master engineer could do. And then again, it's just, I guess, just AI, just the concerns with AI, how it's going to be used in the future, wondering that, being cautious of it absolutely with stuff. But yeah, approaching everything from a place of empathy, a place of where the story's rooted in and what you kind of want people to feel. Because at least with sound design and even composing it, it's emotional manipulation is how it is at the core. So it's being conscious of that, using it for good and not evil, and like serving the story of whether what the director wants or what the like playwright or whoever is leading the project, and doing it in the most responsible way possible to affect ideally good change, positive change,
Yes.
and good things in the world.
Let's push that good energy forward, shall we? It's cool. So now we're just gonna ask some stupid questions.
Yay.
What is your go-to meal or snack during tech?
I'm a big meat stick guy. I love my meat, I guess. It's just nothing like open up a bag of jerky and stinking up the whole room. I usually try to ask people before I open it, but or I'll step out and do it. But that's been my saving grace with it. I try and get the late links that aren't as stinky, because the like I forget what the main brand is, but I don't get that anymore. I get the like Now I get turkey sausage. I'm trying to watch my cholesterol or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm no doctor.
And then, what are your pet peeves, but specifically in the rehearsal or production process?
I've been burned by it before. The I have an idea, director. I think you probably know what I'm talking about. The just last minute. Oh, what if we do this? Or like with no preparation, no like preface, and being like, can you do it in 15 minutes? No, I probably can't. So, and I'm very much a, oh yeah, I'll try to do that. And it's just stopped me in the foot a few times. So I guess that's one of it, or just not communicating script changes also is frustrating.
If you're in tech or like if you're working at your job, like what tools or programs are usually open on your computer?
QLab, duh, no brainer, I guess. Now we have a DM7, so there's a I'll have that if anything on that work iPad, Google Docs to take notes, to have my sound cue sheet up. But I'm a on paper like work note person.
So do you play an instrument?
I do. I play, I'll say French horn. French horn's what I started on. Mellophone, tuba, now percussion, learning to play electric bass.
Dang, that's cool.
Percussion, I'd say very loosely. I did it for like a semester in concert band just for fun. And then bass, I got one off Facebook Marketplace and I was like, I want to have something that I can don't have to pay over $1,000 for, because the tuba, I want to get a tuba. When I have tuba money, I will be getting a tuba. But they are expensive to get a nice one, so
So I'm gonna just plug for the people at home. Hire Carter so they can have tuba money.
just keep me booked and busy so I can get tuba money.
What's your favorite piece of gear or software?
Honestly, I'm very new to it. I just got a K MIDI like board. I've been very cheap with it, because I'm just working off that college money, more like college deficit, because I took out loans. So soon I'll be, I think I want to get Logic eventually, like my own license for Logic. So that, and then I think it's Waves. I might get the Bassbone package of plugins for Waves for DAW. So hopefully that'll be my favorite gear once I get it. But yeah, Final Cut, Logic, Motion, compressor, and main stage. Oh, main stage will be good. But I was using Studio One and trying to get, because I was trying to like write the music like on music sheet and then being able to transfer it in. And there was like, they had their own music composition software that I was like, I'm just going to use MuseScore to write it. But it didn't like bringing that in. It was just so stupid. It was such a pain. But that basically turned me off from Studio One, trying to do that. But I got the like audio interface from them, so I got that for free. But it was just, I was trying to rearrange some song from 2019, but I haven't given myself the time to truly make something sensational or even listenable.
The garbage I listen to, I'm sure it's listenable.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So you were a composer arranger in high school, is what you're saying.
Freshman year of college for a wee second, more trying to rearrange a like pop song that I was like, oh, that'd be fun for marching band to do.
Now that we're talking about that, what is a song, a sound, or piece of music you've been loving lately?
I've recently got into ska, so I know it's a hard decline into it. But this artist Jeff Rosenstock, who's been around for longer than I've was aware of, so like his kind of like gritty, he's like not good vocally, but there's something about like the tone and like the timbre of his voice that is just so like good to the ear. I don't know why. So that's just been like, I've been listening to basically all of his albums on loop while I'm at work, while I'm doing driving. And he was a part of another project called Bomb the Music Industry, and he was a big collaborator in that, along with I don't know who else, but he's the only guy I've really been caring about in that. So I guess that's my earworm like thing I can't get out of my head lately.
I mean, ska is not dead. It's still going. You can't kill it.
Ska is still alive and well. You just got to find it.
Fun question. So, if you weren't in sound, what would you be doing instead?
Either a firefighter or EMS.
Nice.
Probably more of a like paramedic. My sister and my mom are nurses, so they're big on like healthcare field doing that. So that's kind of my backup.
Looking ahead, what do you hope TCA can grow into or accomplish for members like you?
I'm hoping, I know there's a good like younger base, but I'm hoping that there's can be more of like college students wanting to get into it, because I think it is like if I even found out about TSDCA 2 years ago, I think I could have been in a much better place of one, just having that community and being able to like ask and like kind of have that bounce back of that kind of other people in the pocket. I told the other, because now the there's our like an actual growing sound major at UF. I told all of them, I was like, literally join it. I got it for free from Meyer Sound, like to get the membership. So shout out to them. But I'm hoping there's like a stronger base of like people coming up, learning, and being able to work with each other. Cause I'm never gonna be like, oh, I'm not gonna send this job posting to you because I could like I'm in competition with you. I think that's ridiculous, like kind of like that mentality, I guess. Everyone's gonna have their own style and their own expertise. Like it's the same like role at the end of the day in like whatever fa like facet it is, but there's just it's just gonna turn out like you could give someone to do the same exact job, but it's gonna be two different final results. I always think.
So, to folks that are younger than you or coming up, to who are like, what advice would you give them for people wanting to pursue a similar path that you did or wanting to join the field?
I would say don't be afraid to make something bad because you learn from everything you do. Even not even giving yourself the chance to create something is doing a disservice to you. If you make something that isn't good, okay, but how can it be good? Like kind of like being able to just like don't stop yourself from creating. And if you're gonna fail, fail big. Swing big and miss really, really. And then at least while you're learning and like especially in the like safety of like educational theater. But
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground.
yeah. I'm happy to be kind of put out there.
I think we all can learn from each other no matter what phase of the career we're in.
Absolutely. For
Yeah.
sure. We'll fix it in post.